The question was asked in halakha. If you have a hazan in, let's say, Shahrit, that's a Yisrael, and he wants to invite another Yisrael to say the Kohanim, let's say the other Yisrael has a good voice, he's able to sing, and maybe let's say it's a Shabbat or it's a special event in the synagogue that day, so they want to invite another Yisrael to sing the Kohanim, is that permissible? Or do we say no, that the Hazan has the obligation to say the Kohanim to the Sibur, unless he's a Kohen? And in this case, since he's a Yisrael, so maybe the obligation falls on him. So Rav Chaim Palachi discusses this question in She'elot U'Tshuvot Lev Chaim Chelek Gimel Siman Chet, and in his conclusion over there we write, it's not proper. Really, the Hazan, if he's Yisrael, he's supposed to say the Kohanim himself, and he's not supposed to give it over to another Yisrael. Of course, unless the Hazan was a Kohen, then he cannot say the Kohanim to the Kohanim, then of course a Yisrael would be invited to say the Kohanim. That is the opinion of Rav Chaim Palachi. However, there is a teshuvah from the Geonim, and it's brought down in the Sha'aret Teshuvah Siman Kuf Ayin Zayin, and it says the following: Shaliyah Sibur Sarik Laklot HaKohanim. The Hazan must say the Kohanim. U'Pa'amim Shehazan Yageya. But sometimes the Hazan is weary or tired. Ve'omer Yisrael Acher Sheyodaya Ve'kore Im HaKohanim. Ve'Hazan Shotek Ve'Ravach Lo. Ve'en Bekach Klum Ve'chen Anu Osim B'Yeshiva. The minhag of the Geonim was in the case where the Hazan, let's say, is tired. For example, maybe on Yamim Noraim or for whatever the case is, and he wants to give the Kohanim to somebody else, to another Yisrael, it is permissible. Hakam Uvadya extends this heter of the Geonim in, let's say, on a holiday or Shabbat where there's a Simcha in the synagogue and the second Yisrael has a nice voice, so it would be permissible. The She'elot U'Tshuvot Ma'aseh Avraham brings down from the Minhag in Portugal that they used to do the same thing, to invite other people to say the Kohanim, even though the Hazan was a Yisrael. Halakha l'ma'aseh, Hakam Avraham posek in Yehavedahat, Siman Helek Dalet, Siman Yod, that those that are lenient to invite another Hazan, another Yisrael, even though he's not the Hazan, to say the Kohanim, they do have what to rely on, and therefore he says, "Hanach lem Yisrael, we can leave them alone. Im enam neviim b'nei neviim. If they're not prophets, they're the son of prophets, which means their minhag is legitimate." I want to note that Rav Chaim Palachi himself, in his sefer Kaf HaChaim on the halacha, he also writes that it is permissible if the Hazan is weary to invite another Yisrael to say the Kohanim. The Kaf HaChaim Palachi is in Siman Tet Vav Ot Samecheh, where he clearly says that it is permissible if the Hazan is tired. So again, Hakam Avraham does extend this heter even to where the second Hazan, or the second one that's going to say the Kohanim has a better voice, is going to sing it, and it's a special day in the synagogue, it would be permissible. But everybody agrees that the Hazan, if he's a non-Kohen, should say the Kohanim himself.